This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The landscape of Australia has provided inspiration for many artists and photographers. Right now, an exhibition called Outback Art is currently on display at Parliament House in Macquarie Street, Sydney. Bourke-based artist Jenny Greentree has got 7 works in the exhibition. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, Katrina.
You must be pretty excited about this.
I'm very excited. It's been wonderful. I feel totally privileged to be a part of this.
And you've had a great opening night a few weeks ago.
Yes, it was very, very exciting, and it was wonderful to be there amongst all the other Outback artists.
Yeah.
Get to know each other better.
How did this whole exhibition come about, Jenny?
We were actually invited by our local member, Kev Humphreys, who decided that he had a lot of talented people in his electorate, and he just wanted to bring the outback of New South Wales to the people of Sydney.
What's a good idea, because it's not just about the art, it's also a bit of a cultural exchange then, isn't it?
Absolutely, because people in Sydney, and in the artworks, you really can start to relate to what life is like out here, and it's very different. And it was a cultural shock for us too, to have a few days in Sydney with your hustle and bustle and cars and busyness. But it certainly is, no.
I imagine that the outback environment would be quite conducive to painting if you can get a little bit of solitude and a little bit of peace and quiet.
Totally. You can just see that landscape that just inspires you and gets you going, and it's beautiful to, yeah, have that peace and time to be able to just express it.
Yeah, so when did you first start painting, and how long have you been really seriously focusing on your artwork, Jenny?
I've probably painted and drawn as a hobby all my life. I actually trained as a school teacher, but then joined a Christian training centre called Cornerstone and moved to Bourke 15 years ago. So that's what actually brought us to Bourke in the first place. I struggled with God a bit at actually sending me to Bourke, but he knew better, and sure enough, the landscape out here just gets me going all the time. Then, unfortunately, due to the drought and the effects of the drought, Cornerstone had to move on. So Steve and I were looking at the next thing to do with our life, and really believed that God was leading me into opening a gallery and expressing the wonders of his creation, I guess, through my artworks.
And is that going well for you?
It is. We've been open for 4 years now, and it has gone well, which is amazing because, you know, 1,000 people left Bourke. It's been a dreadful time for our area. But we began a new business, and it all grew and developed, and then the rain came again, and everything's looking positive here again now.
Well, that's really great. And have your paintings reflected some of those changes as the landscape's become barren and then it's sort of come to life again?
Definitely. I did a series a couple of years ago, and I painted this contrast of the same property 6 months apart, and ended up calling them drought and flooding rains. One is so barren with nothing growing, but in 6 months, water was there, life was there, plants, animals, it was all green. And then I did a whole series thinking, you know, this is like drought and flooding rains, like Dorothea McKellar's poem, and used that as a basis then to represent our district. But definitely, I thought I had an idea that I was going to go with for the exhibition in Sydney, but then as this season has turned around, it ended up that my work that's in Sydney at the moment has really just reflected the change that's happening, and that was a bit of an eye-opener for me. I thought, really, what's going on around me is what gets me going and what I reflect in my art at that time.
Oh, really? And so the environment around you now is more green and full of life, is that right?
Yep, absolutely. We're having one of the best seasons that you will ever get in Bourke at the moment. Everything's green. The Darling River, I live right on the edge of the Darling River, and it normally runs at about 4 metres. The water's held by a weir here. At the moment, it's 8 metres, and everything just looks fantastic. We've had an amazing spring with wildflowers everywhere, and
I think some people who aren't familiar with the outback or who've mainly spent their time in the city might think that once you get out past the Blue Mountains, everything just looks the same. You know, I hear people say that it's just everything looks the same. Now, in your paintings, do you find new inspiration and variety in the landscape that you can show?
Totally. And I was actually reared around Gilgandra, which is a totally different landscape again to when you just come off the mountains. Then to move out here further west, is different again. But the thing is, it changes all the time. Some people come into the gallery and they say to me, do you ever run out of things to paint? And I go, no, because the seasons change. You have wet times, you have dry times. We've got red dirt country, we've got river country. It's always throwing something new and exciting at you.
Yeah, and what about the other works in this exhibition, Jenny? Where are they from and what kind of, I guess, variety is there amongst those works?
Well, John Murray from Lightning Ridge is in there and Peter Brown from Warren. He used to be at Silverton. They're well-established artists, but they pick up the humour of people that live in the outback. Albert Woodruff from Silverton paints beautiful landscapes of the Broken Hill area. Peter Mortimer from Dubbo, he probably picks up more of life in the outback. Plus there's a whole wall of the Indigenous artists. So I think that this exhibition is really a great overview of outback New South Wales through the visual arts.
Great. Well, how can people get along and see it? Can you give us all the details, Jenny?
The exhibition began on the 1st of November. It finishes on the 26th. It's open Monday to Friday in the hours that Parliament House is open, which is like 9 to 5, in the Fountain Court area. So you just go to Macquarie Street and in through the front door and there it is.
Oh, great. And are these artworks actually for sale?
They're all for sale. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. The heart of the outback right in the centre of Sydney. It's a great concept.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks so much for having the time to talk to us this morning, Jenny.
Thank you, Katrina.
All the best with the exhibition.
Thank you.
That's Outback artist Jenny Greentree talking about her exhibition, Outback Art. It's currently showing at Parliament House in Macquarie Street.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.